This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
From the Giannis perspective and kind of the first answer that he gave us, and this is what, of all the things he said, what I'll take with me the most.
No doubt.
Is he's like, yeah, you know, you look at these big star rumors, and that's just what comes with the NBA. But this one feels real palatable because essentially, you know, Giannis said so.
Right. Yeah, and also the loyalty box has been checked.
Totally.
The way Dave explained that was perfect, and I didn't mean to imply that he owed Milwaukee anything because he doesn't. I just have always wondered about Giannis and the comfortability of being there, and you are the king. You are the unrequited king. You will never be anything other than the king of Milwaukee. You went there, you stayed there, you chose there, you won there. So there's a certain amount of comfort that goes with being in that spot, having already won a championship, and so you have that. And if you go somewhere else, now you're exposing yourself to a whole new world of challenges, joys, blowback, things that maybe you would never have in Milwaukee.
I got Warrior injury updates.
Oh, yeah?
You want them?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, time for the updates.
So we told you earlier that Steph Curry and D'Anthony Melton remain out tomorrow for the Warriors and that Andrew Wiggins is probable. But here comes some context and a little extra info and outlook.
All right.
Let's start with D'Anthony Melton. He will miss at least the next three games. So that's Rockets, that's Wizards, that's Celtics. He is, quote, making progress. This is all courtesy of Slate. And he's making progress on the back issue. Reevaluation next Thursday. So he's going to take almost another week. Reevaluation next Thursday for Melton. Now, Steph Curry.
The chef!
Steph Curry will start to participate in portions of practice tonight!
All right, let's go.
In Houston. So, he is out tomorrow, but the reevaluation comes Sunday after tonight's practice and whatever tomorrow's sort of game day walkthrough would be, then reevaluate Sunday, and sounds like, in theory, a return Monday against Washington is very much on the table.
Makes sense, yep. Yeah. I mean, that to me is the most logical timeline, and I thought it initially. The two games against New Orleans were automatically out, and then the third game I thought was a little bit of a stretch for him to be ready. And yeah, if he's able to get back on Monday, that to me means come Wednesday against Boston, he's a full go in a game that I'm sure he is marked on his schedule. He's played pretty well there in some big games in Boston, so that one's going to be a huge national game that I know that he wants to play in.
We want to take this call on the Warriors, we will, but before we bounce to Bobby Valentine, who joins us in less than 10 minutes, I also have a Nick Bosa baseball cap update.
Oh, boy, okay.
A Nick Bosa baseball cap update.
Is that cap now available for purchase? Because the holidays are right around the corner. And I was thinking about what I'm going to get you. And, you know, I've been racking my brain. What do you get a guy who has everything?
He's got everything.
It's one thing he doesn't have.
You're right. I don't have one of those.
Yeah. I won't. Yeah. Trying to stay in your good graces. Although,
Warriors, just,
we should do gag gifts this year for each other.
Not bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Fanshop.leavemealone.com.
That would be a make me gag gift for you.
Make me gag again?
Totally.
Aaron from the Bay Area is on the phone with Willie and Dibby. Hi, Aaron. What are you doing?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
I love this show. Mm. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Show loves you too, Aaron.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So I'm on here today. There's a lot of trade rumors about Kuminga. And so I wanted to ask you guys some questions about the Warriors, if that's okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Wow, sounds like we're about to get interviewed.
It's a little Q&A here.
This is pretty intimidating. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of controversy amongst fans, as well as the organization, thinking about whether or not we should prioritize our future. So players like Pods, Kuminga, Moody, or if we should go all in this year, whether that's, I don't think Giannis is realistic at all, but let's say Jimmy Butler, an aging star, right?
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you guys, because like the front office, they try to do the two systems approach. They won the championship in 2022. I still think it's a mistake, but I want to hear your guys' take on it, because personally, I believe we should maximize Steph's window.
Okay, Aaron, thank you very much.
Two timelines is what they went for, yeah.
Thank you, Aaron. So the question basically is, what do you prioritize going forward, the Warriors' long-term future or the current Steph window? And I don't know what you think, Dibs. I grapple with this a little bit. But for me, because I can see both sides and I want the Warriors to always be good, even if that doesn't mean championship contender, I want them to be relevant. But Steph Curry is Steph Curry. And so for me, it's not so much about the way people say it, like they owe this to Steph Curry. I look at it from this lens. What's your best chance to win a ring? Is it to think that some good players you currently have 3 years from now are going to be great? Or do you go with what you already know is great and try to give that person everything that he can have? So the only way I can answer it, I would lean in the direction of prioritizing Steph, provided that those moves that you're making around him are very smart and effective.
And don't totally gut your future.
Correct.
Like, you can sacrifice some future. You talked about a deal where it's four players and two picks for Giannis, and that is a sacrifice. More with the picks, I think, and you're giving up on Jonathan Kuminga would be a big piece that you would part with. And so it would be a little bit of a sacrifice now and a little sacrifice later, but it's not the same as giving up five first-round picks, for example, to try to bring a player in. But I do think that the organization is all set on the first of those two scenarios. They're going to try to win now, because winning then is a huge, huge unknown. You know that Steph and Draymond have been good enough to win four of these things, so you feel like if they still have something left, and I do believe that they do, and Dave said that they're on the back nine of their career, and he's not wrong.
Yep.
I don't think they're at the 18th hole.
Yeah, might
they might
be on
14-team. You know, they're somewhere deep in the back nine, but if you feel like they still have enough to get one more, make one more run, then it's an easy choice, because the unknown of, you know, Kuminga in 5 years and all the rest of those guys, you don't know what they can be.
And you just don't do it recklessly. So you do it, but you don't do it recklessly. If they wanted to do it recklessly, they'd have Lauri Markkanen. They could have had him.
Yeah.
But you got to give up everything. And that's, I think, what Draymond was referring to when he was like, that's a bad deal. That's a bad deal. Don't do that deal. All right. We're brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Bobby Valentine is really close to the entire family of Zach Manassian. You're going to hear me call him Manassian, because we talked to Bobby a little bit earlier today, and you'll hear that, but it's actually pronounced Manassian, and we'll get there. We'll figure it out, okay, together.
You may have called him Malaysian, too, which we'll have to tune in for.
I mean, maybe he is. I don't know where he's from. I have not looked that up. But before we get to all of that, I've got this. Nick Bosa, baseball cap update.
Yeah.
According to Eric Branch, Matt Maiocco, and others, the National Football League is looking into a potential fine of Nick Bosa for displaying his Make America Great Again hat on Sunday Night Football in the middle of the interview of Brock Purdy, George Kittle, and Isaac Garendo. As it turns out, the rule reads this way. The league prohibits, the league will not grant permission for any club or player to wear, display, or otherwise convey messages which relate to political activities or causes, other non-football events, causes or campaigns, or charitable causes or campaigns. And when they say displays, you cannot do it, quote, throughout the period on game day that a player is visible to the stadium and television audience. That includes pregame warmups, the bench area, or postgame interviews in the locker room or on the field. Based on the reading of that rule, it sounds like he broke the rule.
Yes, and he will be fined. And instead of fining a multi-multi-millionaire, just make him slap on a hat of the other candidate. Or a shirt that says, to the window, idea. To the walls, W-A-L-Z. To the vote strip from my... What's wrong? We gotta go, I know. That's why I stopped.
That's why I stopped.
I know we gotta break. Skeet, 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 skeet.
Clock, clock, clock,
thank
clock.
You.
Bobby Valentine saves the day next on Willard and Dibs.
Love this show. Mm. How are you guys doing?
Doing show, great.
Show loves you too, Aaron.
Yeah, thank you.
Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, continuing Willard and Dibs on a Friday. We head into a Warrior weekend. It's the Niners bye week, and the Giants make some news and making it official earlier today as well. Buster Posey has hired a new general manager in Zach Manasian. And we noticed a tweet right away from the great Bobby Valentine. Everybody knows him, longtime manager in baseball. And immediately Bobby says, wow, the Giants got a great one. I'm paraphrasing, but I've known him since he was a baby. And Bobby joins us now on the River Islands guest line. Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you.
So tell us about Zach. Tell us about the new Giants general manager.
First off, you got a great man. And secondly, let me just say that this is a great family that the Giants are getting into. You know, 1968, I was 18 years old. Zach's father, Zach Sr., was the clubhouse guy in Ogden, Utah for the rookie league team that I went to report to.
Wow.
He was 17 years old. He was in his third year as a clubhouse guy, but he was more than that. He was the traveling secretary. He was the everything guy as a 17-year-old in a professional baseball team working for Tommy Lasorda. And, you know, years later, I became a Texas Ranger manager, and Tom Grebe, the general manager of the team, was smart enough to hire Zach Senior to be the visiting clubhouse manager. And what he did is he revolutionized the entire business. He went from guys who were just going to make sure that your shoes are shined and your uniform is clean to creating an atmosphere where you ate well, you felt well, the place was filled with memorabilia and tradition. And, you know, Zach Jr. and his three brothers got the opportunity to experience all of that with their dad as very, very young guys. So for 40-plus years, you know, Zach Jr. has been involved in Major League Baseball. His dad always did it the right way. His mother was probably the most amazing gal that I knew because she took care of five boys four children and her husband, and did it in a spectacular fashion. And now she has two sons who are general managers of Major League Baseball teams. I think it's absolutely incredible.
It is incredible, and the story you told about Zach Sr. is great, and I'm glad you shared that, Bobby. But Zach Jr. is really where our focus is, because now he gets to have the reins, the 11th manager, the general manager in Giants history. And you think about his skill set, how does that fit with where the Giants need to get to?
Oh, it fits in perfectly because, you know, he's the fourth son. He's the one who learned from the other brothers, and he was always the one who was standing there listening, watching, figuring it out. As I've known him as a professional, you know, no one is more prepared. No one knows, you know, the minor league players on other teams as well as his team. I knew him when he was in Milwaukee working with Doug Melvin as an assistant you know, followed him through his path to San Francisco. And if ever there was a player that I needed to know about, if I was announcing or whatever I was doing, if there was ever a personality, not only, you know, the statistics that everyone could look up, and he's spectacular with all the numbers, but he also knows about the person. He understands how people work together. He's seen what does work in a clubhouse and what doesn't work in a clubhouse. And he's seen it firsthand when he was a child, and then he lived through it as an adult, being an executive with different major league teams. So, you know, when you're talking about someone who has to put a team together, somebody who has to understand how to work together with people who are in uniform and not in uniform, I don't think he could have gotten a better choice.
We're talking with Bobby Valentine, longtime Major League manager, and the Giants have a new general manager in Zach Manasian, and Bobby knows Zach and the entire family, obviously, very, very well. Bobby, this might be sort of an odd question, but to give you a little bit of a background on where the Giants fan base is right now after the Farhan Zaidi era, it's great to hear that he knows all the ins and outs and the margins and the numbers and everything. Giants fans right now are almost triggered by that idea. They want big fish. How can Zach help with that, and what's his philosophy on that?
Well, you'll really have to ask Zach about his philosophy on how he's going to fish, but I could tell you any time that he puts his hook into the water, he's going to come out with the fish that he wants. He always has an idea. He's prepared and conscientious. You know, he's not just a guy who sits there and thinks he knows it all. He's always asking questions. He's always figuring out the right way to do things. And I think you're in good hands. I mean, obviously it's day one and everything has to move forward, and you're in a division with the world champions, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. But if you're trying to build a team and build it the right way, you got the right guy.
And if you look at what he's done in terms of like analytics versus old school, because that's something that Giants fans are really kind of focused on, because the previous regime was more of an old school one with Sabian and Bochy, and they won three titles, and then you had Farhan come in with Gabe Kapler, and it felt a little bit too far in the new school direction. Where would you think that he falls on that timeline?
Oh, I think that he understands that analytics are a major part of his job, but he thinks of them as only one part of his job. He sees the entire player, and what analytics are great for is to let you see a little better. You could see the player, you could feel the player by watching him play and understand where he came from, and then the numbers could help you understand a little deeper. I mean, this is a guy who has a complete understanding of people as well as a complete understanding of numbers. What more could you ask for?
Bobby Valentine with us here on Willard and Dibs. Bobby, I'm just speaking for me. I associate you mostly, when I think of you, I think of the Mets and your time with the Mets. And I know you still follow the Mets. What do you think Pete Alonso is going to do this offseason?
Well, I think he's going to be a free agent, and I think that the Mets are going to go fishing in another pond. That's what I think, and I think it's a pretty good home run hitter.
Okay, so let's go a little deeper there. You think he's going to be on another team? Do you think he makes sense for a team like the Giants?
Well, again, I don't know the ins and outs of your team. You know, Pete's a quality. He's a quality player. He's a little different personality. You know, and his defense is. He brings his glove every day, but his defense has been questioned a little. I think he's a spectacular player, and whether or not that's the perfect fit for your team, I have no idea.
Thinking about this ballpark, and it's a park I'm sure you've managed at and you've seen it over the years, if you're trying to build a team around this park where it's not very hitter-friendly, certainly for left-hand hitters, and it's much more pitcher-friendly, what would you think about doing to try to build a team around this park?
Well, the park is something you're going to play 81 games in, but you're going to play 81 games away. And I mean, I don't think you could possibly build a team without power today. You know, 70% plus of runs scored in these postseasons were because of a home run. And the others were responding, you know, a double had a lot to do with it. So you've got to be able to hit the ball today. And it's difficult, you know, guys aren't as good a hitters as they used to be, I believe. I don't think it's necessarily the pitching. I think it's the idea of the swing, but that's a story for another day. But you got to have balls flying out of the park, whether it's there in San Francisco or on the road.
Bobby, you know New York so well, and it got everybody's attention all over the country when the World Series ended the other night and Juan Soto said, I'm going to listen to every single team out there. Do you buy that, especially when he's already wearing the Yankee uniform?
Well, I buy that Scott Boras is his agent, and I think he was well versed in what to say. But they'll listen, and I think there's going to be a major bidding war for a guy that many consider is the best hitter in baseball.
He's incredible, and you look at, you know, what he had done in New York, and obviously Freddie Freeman in L.A. and Shohei Ohtani, and I wonder about, like, what you mentioned about Scott Boras and what he did last offseason, which felt like he was, you know, trying to hold these players out a little bit too deep and trying to get a little bit too much money. Are you sensing that the pendulum might be swinging back toward the club in terms of these high-priced free agents?
Boy, I've been watching that pendulum now for a long time, waiting it to swing back. Is this the year? I'm not sure, but I doubt it.
Bobby, I tell you what, when you look at what guys are looking to join, you know, like Dibs is sitting here talking about the ballpark. That's one thing. There's the city. There's been a lot of talk about that in this day and age, like the locale. And then there's just like joining a winning team, which, for instance, we watched a lot of the guys who joined the Dodgers last year do. What do you think really makes an organization attractive to free agents in 2024?
I think authenticity, and I think, you know, with Buster and Zach and Bob, you know, leading the charge there, I think a free agent could sit down with three real people and understand that they're authentic and that they're going to present exactly what they have to offer. And I think those free agents are going to have a tough decision not to go there, regardless of the size of the park or the you know, newspaper headlines that they might read.
And just glancing at the Giants roster, what they're going to have coming back, you have Logan Webb, a legit ace, Patrick Bailey, a solid catcher, Matt Chapman, an anchor at third, Jung-Hoo Lee out in center field. Do you think the Giants have a good cluster that could be attractive to free agents?
I think... Absolutely. But again, you know, it depends on what guys are looking for. And, you know, there's plenty to be attracted to. And I think when you look at the playoffs, there are a lot of teams out there that weren't the perfect team. And I don't even think the Dodgers nor the Yankees were perfect teams, as was demonstrated in the five-game series that they played. So, you know, I think putting a team together it isn't not necessarily about having all of the best players at the entire on the entire team or at every position. It's about putting a group of guys together who could actually pull together through that 162-game season and pull together enough so that they get to the dance. And once you get to the dance, you never know who's going to be on stage.
Bobby, you hit on a lot of this off the top of the conversation, but I kind of want to circle back to it so it leaves our audience with this. If a Giants fan ran into you on the street and went, "Hey, Bobby, why should I be excited about Zach Malazian?" What would you say?
Zach Malazian is a real person, a real baseball person, I'm proud to say. He knows the game in and out, but he's also as straight a shooter as I've ever met. He'll analyze a situation, whether or not he's shaking your hand on the street or signing a free agent, and analyze it as well as anyone, I think, in the game. And I think that they could relax and feel that the team's in good hands.
And maybe we should have started with this. How do you pronounce it? Is it Manassian? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
see, I was going with Manassian, but it's Manassian.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you better ask him because okay. You know I messed that up a few times too, and I knew the grandfather, also, and people called him Manassian and Manassian and everything else, and just never late for dinner.
But nice. but yours is pronounced Valentine. You can firmly say that.
I know how to spell it. I know how to say it. You got it.
Nice, Bobby.
Bobby, thanks so much, man. Great to talk to you.
Have fun, guys. Take care.
Always. It is. Bobby Valentine on Willard and Dibs. And talking about the new Giants general manager, which right now I know for most people it's just a name. Let's go ahead and get it right. It's Zach Manassian. And he was officially introduced today. And he and Buster Posey chatted things out on Zoom with the media for a little while. But everything else is TBD. I do think that when you hear people talk about Zach, and this is something the Giants are going to have to deal with here, no matter who it is, when I hear people so far talk about what he does and who he is and what his background is, everyone's kind of tooting the horn of like, man, he's really good with the numbers. He has been a part of a lot of these finds that the Giants have been able to pluck from other organizations. And it's almost like, yeah, that's a good thing, but y'all realize that no one wants to hear that right now, right? Like, no one wants to hear, here's our new GM. He's amazing with the spreadsheet.
Right.
Nobody wants to hear it, even though I admit, like, it's fair. It's that's a good thing, but it's a difficult putt for the Giants right now.
Especially when you think about who hired him, which is... He was hired by Farhan Zaidi. So you go from Farhan Zaidi and you replace him with somebody who Farhan had hired, who was in charge of scouting. And scouting is not something that I would say they've done very well in the Farhan Zaidi era. They've produced some prospects who've come up to be major leaguers, but you look at the farm right now, and the farm system is not rated very highly by many people who look at farm systems. And so this guy was the VP of professional scouting,
yep.
And the scouting department, I know they just fired a bunch of scouts before Farhan lost his gig. That was one of his final acts as president of baseball ops. So it does feel a little bit of a question mark to me where you hire from within, and it seemed like what was going on within wasn't good enough at the top because the guy at the top lost his job.
Yep. At the same time, Buster Posey, I guess, passed along that initially this is not someone who was on his radar, but he got recommended to him a bunch of times. Then he kind of nailed the conversations and moved up the chain and got the gig. Now, this media availability happened during our show today, so we didn't get to be on there and ask any questions. I do know what I think everybody's first question is. Are you big game hunting?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing this offseason? Here's Juan Soto in the clubhouse after game 5 the other night.
I don't know what's the teams that want to come after me, but definitely I'll be open to this and every single team. I don't have any doors closed or anything like that, so I'm going to be available for all 30 teams.
All 30 teams, I'm available.
Man, there's a shock.
Come and talk to me.
Free agent says he's open to all 30 teams.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have to say that.
I'm open to seven teams, and well, that's no. it. The other 23, you can pound salt.
I think the stock answer would have been, look, we just went to the World Series, so obviously there are some strong ties that have been developed here. I very much enjoy it here, and so hopefully that conversation goes well. But I'm a free agent, and certainly we're going to be having some conversations, and we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
I think that would be the stock answer. Put it this way, Dibs. If I'm a Yankee fan, didn't dig the answer. Didn't dig it at all.
Yeah, I guess, but how could you think that he would say anything else? He's not just going to say, man, I love it here, and I'm going to be a Yankee. Darn it, we're gonna make this work. He's a free agent, and I'm looking at some of the reports, John Heyman reporting that Juan Soto was eyeing a historic $700 million contract in free agency.
Why not?
Exactly. Well, then you're going to say, I'm open to all 30 teams. If you're looking for max money, you want a bidding war.
Right, but again, there's what you're thinking, and then there's what you're saying in front of a microphone, especially inside the visitor's locker room at Dodger Stadium, or actually, no, this happened in Yankee Stadium, inside your home clubhouse right after a frustrating World Series loss, and this question's being asked of you. So Juan Soto's 26 years old. He's already played for three different teams.
Yep.
Even though I don't think anybody ever wanted to give him up, but they've had to. And so to me, this is sort of the question for Giants fans. Do you even want the Giants to engage on this one?
Of course.
You do?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you've been very, very critical of them engaging with Aaron Judge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. Well, because they got clowned.
Well,
so,
but if you engage, that's sort of like, don't ask that girl out because she may say no. Like,
do you want the thing about Judge was he was never going to leave the Yankees.
Maybe Soto won't either.
Well, then if you have that conversation with him and you don't think that he's going to leave the Yankees, then don't engage.
Yeah, but what? Maybe he said the opposite. Maybe Aaron Judge said, and he has said after the fact, he has said two things. It was always the Yankees.
Yeah.
And then he's also sort of indicated, but if that didn't go the way I wanted it to, then the Giants was probably going to be my next bet. I do actually think that. I don't think he ever wanted to leave the Yankees. But if the Yankees at the 11th hour hadn't done what they did, then I do think Aaron would be at third and king.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, that's conjecture, and it doesn't even matter if I think that was the case or not.
Now.
If Juan Soto is going to stay and be a Yankee, then don't engage. But if he really is going to throw it open to 30 teams, why not? Why not go out there and throw your hat in the ring? It's the Manassian era now. And Zach's out there, and as Bobby Valentine just told us, when he puts a hook in the water, he gets a fish. That's what Bobby Valentine said about a young man who he's known his entire life. So we'll see if he's going to put that hook into that water.
Let's keep over-promising so that we can under-deliver. Let's keep that going.
Well, it's like, better than the alternative, which is over under-promise and under-deliver.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is how I'd answer it. You know, like, sure, do you want the Giants to try? I don't want the Giants to act small market, even though I think a lot of their fans think they are small market. I want the Giants to think big. Do you want them to get a meeting? Do you want them to make a phone call to Scott Boras? They obviously know him well. So, sure, all of that is fine. I think the difference this time around is not the Giants. I think it's us. I'm not buying it. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to believe for one second that Juan Soto is, forget coming to the Giants, I'm not going to believe for one second that he's leaving the Yankees, period. And I will be thrilled and surprised if I'm wrong. That would be great. But I will not believe it until I see it.
Well, even if he does leave the Yankees, and let's just pretend for the sake of this conversation that Juan Soto is going to leave the Yankees for whatever reason, where is he going to wind up? I don't know if the Giants would be in the top three, probably not. Top five, maybe. Top 10, that feels a little bit closer to where Juan might actually land, the Giants might land.
I don't even know if there's 10 teams that would offer $700 million.
Yeah.
If that's what we're talking about, you know, that's where the Giants come into play, and I know their own fans are like, come on. The Giants' problem right now is not meeting the contract. The Giants' problem right now is that they don't offer free agents a realistic chance to win consistently.
Right.
That's their problem.
I'm looking at a Bleacher Report breakdown, and they list 9 teams that don't spend at that level, 4 that aren't going to be good enough, 2 that are shedding, 5 that are focused on pitching, and then you get to a top 10 destinations,
yep.
And the Giants are among those 10.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's that.
Sweet. We made the Bleacher Report, everybody.
They're 8th.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. We're going to keep going with your Warrior phone calls coming up next. We're also 18 minutes away from the window opening for the Vegas trip. Tell you about that. But we probably haven't mentioned this enough so far today. Freaking Patrick Willis is going to be on in a half hour. Patrick Willis is going to be on in a half hour. Not only talking about the big event this weekend, but we'll go through it. This guy's still very tapped in on the Niners. And so cannot wait for that conversation, which is a half hour away on Willard and Dibs.
Bay Area, it's Moses Moody. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Moses.
Yeah.
Still think you're maybe the only player in NBA history to both be a starter and a mop-up duty guy on the exact same night.
That's crazy, yeah.
Weird.
That's what happens when you have a 13-man rotation.
12 minutes, Vegas, people. Okay, 12 minutes, the window to the walls.
Yep.
Opens, 5 to 5:30, Scorpion Show. Airfare, hotel, we got it all covered, and this is going to be your last chance to qualify. So more info and details coming up on that. Plus, Patrick Willis in 11, plus 15, 26 minutes.
Okay.
26 minutes.
5:15. Yeah. And
Patrick
also,
Willis.
We do need to fade the Dibber. Even though the Niners don't play,
I got
a Sunday night game that I am willing to give you as I try to scratch and claw back to 500 on the year.
Does it have to be the Sunday night game or any game?
I'm going to give the Sunday night game.
Okay.
I like
that's the Vikings and Colts?
Yeah, because we've done Thursday night, and we've done Niner game, and we've done Monday night. It's kind of been the tradition. And so no Niner game this weekend, so I'm locked in on this Sunday night game.
Vikings -5? Is that it?
I had a different number, but I'll double check on the duel.
I'm just, like I wasn't on the duel. I'm not on the duel. So
yeah, I'll have it for you shortly.
Yeah, okay. The number in the Vikings Colts game. So we got that. Hey, I want before we moved on though, real quick, we're gonna go to the phones.
5.5 is the
five
official
and a half.
Number.
Okay,
yeah. Cool.
And if you missed any of the first half of our show with the Warrior trade target ideas, what rival executives are saying about the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga, super interesting. We'll get to that in a second and go back to the phones. One of our favorites is on the line. But I just wanted to put a little tidy bow on the Juan Soto conversation with this. I always try, when it comes to situations like this, let's go find out what's going on out of town. Sometimes, right, the Giants beat the Slussers, the Pavloviches, the Bags. All of these folks, they're super tapped in, but obviously all that they can give you is what's going on inside the Giant hallways and their perspective. What is the rest of the league thinking? So I went out to the New York Times, also now known as The Athletic.
Yeah.
For the Juan Soto projection, destination tiers for Juan Soto. And this was just written yesterday. Destination tiers. Tier one. The Yankees.
Okay.
Tier 1A, the Mets.
Yeah, 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 all right.
Tier 1B, always lurking, Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, always all right. Lurking.
All right, so there's those three teams.
Okay.
Then it says Tier 2, and the headline is Rich, Desperate, and Aggressive. And it lists the Phillies, the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, and the Giants. The following written piece, for your enjoyment, actually focuses mainly on one of those four teams, the San Francisco Giants.
Okay.
Listen to what it says. They aren't front runners, but cases can be made for these large market teams to join the sweepstakes. Multiple executives linked both the Giants and the Red Sox as clubs that should be part of some kind of second tier of potential suitors. Both the Blue Jays and Giants were finalists for Shohei Ohtani last year. San Francisco also whiffed for different reasons on Carlos Correa, Bryce Harper, and Aaron Judge, though it was not due to an unwillingness to spend. The Giants are under a new regime with Buster Posey taking over as president of baseball ops. He's expected to jumpstart the team, and his competitiveness could lead to an aggressive approach in his first winter as head of the franchise.
There you go. That's exciting. I mean,
it's not.
Well, it's exciting in that the idea of it, they do have a lot of money, and yeah, they do have a certain amount of desperation, and Buster, I'm sure, is looking to do what his predecessor couldn't do, which is land a big fish. So the fact that they're even in one of the tiers is somewhat exciting. And all those teams you mentioned aligns with this Bleacher Report story I'm looking at where, you know, you've got the Yankees are number one, the Mets are two. The Cubs weren't mentioned in that. Bleacher Report has them as the third most likely.
Oh.
Followed by the teams you mentioned, Toronto, the Dodgers. The Mariners are in here.
Okay.
And then the Red Sox, then the Giants.
The Athletic has Tier 3 already had their chance, Nationals and Padres. Then it moves right to Tier 4, and it says, doubt it. And that's where you find the Cubs, the Mariners, along with the Cardinals, Braves, Rangers, Astros, Tigers, Orioles.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Tier 5, hell no.
Well, yeah, and that's where
Tier 5,
you know, Bleacher Report has a similar group of teams.
That's where the A's are.
Right. They got 20 teams that are out, including the non-spenders, and the A's are in that group with Tampa and Miami and Kansas City and, you know, Cincinnati and Cleveland.
All
and
those teams. Yeah, sure. Diamondbacks, Pirates, Reds, White Sox, even the Guardians. Not happening.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm going to change my behavior. I'm not getting into this at all until, at minimum, the indications are very different.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Like he's coming to town for a meeting
like
in person.
That. He's right, right. If he's on a lawn chair at home plate having a one-on-one with Buster Posey, okay.
Get excited about that.
I mean, I'll like start thinking about it at least.
Yeah, and I do like what they did last year in free agency. I don't necessarily like the results, but I like the approach, which was get a top-of-the-rotation starting pitcher. He didn't pitch for a couple of months. That hurt. Get a third baseman who can be a cornerstone. You signed him. He played well. You kept him. Get a center fielder who is young and relatively affordable with some speed and athleticism. I like his promise, but he got hurt. Bring a slugger in to be your DH. Well, they tried. He didn't really slug, and then they shipped him out. But on the surface, I like the approach they took. Because, this year, they need more than just one player.
Sure.
They need probably four or five.
Yep, and I'm with you. And the fact that he's a Boris client, I guess. You know, I mean, it was Farhan dealing with Boris. But Boris sent people to the Giants.
Yep.
Sent a lot to the Giants over the last couple of years, and two of them this year. Even though one of them today opted out and will very likely be moving on, and that's Blake Snell. All right, take a listen to this. This is Giannis Antetokounmpo talking about the Bucks' identity.
Right now, we don't have an identity. You know what I'm saying? Like, how are we going to win a game? Are we going to defend 48 minutes? Are we going to move the ball for 48 minutes? Are we going to attack one play fast for 48 minutes? Or 36 minutes slow down in the last 12? Got to find an identity. We don't have that right now.
We don't have an identity. He says it at the beginning. He says it again at the end. He insinuates, are we going to play hard defense? Which means we don't. Are we going to play fast? We don't. What are we doing? And they are 1-4. And before they were 1-4, as Dave McMenamin pointed out to us earlier today, Odyssey app, YouTube, if you want to hear the whole thing, he said Giannis, before the season even started, was the one who started leading breadcrumbs about the idea of a trade.
And now you have those comments 5 games in, and it's Doc Rivers who's the head coach, just in case people need a refresher as to the situation in Milwaukee. And it's been a long time since Doc has had a really successful run with the team.
Absolutely. So just letting everybody know, we're going to try to rework things with Patrick Willis at a later date.
Okay.
Something has come up. And so now what that means is the doors open even more for you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, the Giannis part, and then add this in. Listen closely to this. This comes directly from an article written by Sam Amick and John Hollinger and released earlier today. Rival executives believe the Warriors are more willing than ever to include Jonathan Kuminga in a trade of significant magnitude. The fact remains that they're setting their sights very high in terms of possible targets. Now, it goes on to say one name to monitor is Jimmy Butler, because sources say he already drew interest from the Warriors during the offseason. It did not come together. He'll be an unrestricted free agent next summer. So Butler is one real possibility. And an offer that got floated out that we did some research on and talked to some people earlier today. And the thought was Kuminga, Wiggins, Looney, GP2, and 2 second-round picks for Jimmy Butler. So take those second-round picks and make them firsts. And are you in the conversation for Giannis? And hey, Warrior fans, would you be in or out? Could be a two-team deal, 3, 4, a lot of different ways to structure. Not 6, not 7.
We had a 6 this year.
We sure did.
Yep.
But again, the idea would be Wiggins, Kuminga, Looney, GP2, and at least 2 first-round picks to get into the conversation for Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is on a Bucks team that's on a wayward ship.
And the one that does not have an identity, too.
Correct.
As according to him, and he said it twice in that sound clip. And that was really, to hear that so early tells me that is not just a this year problem.
He's frustrated, yeah.
And he's frustrated going back to last year.
I mean, he got a coach fired, brought in a new coach, they got a new star to pair with him. None of it's working. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
Drew Down is in Tracy on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Drew, what's good?
Hey, what's up, Dibbs? What's up, Willard? Long time no chat, no talk.
Where you been?
Willard, first things first. I've been listening, but apparently I'm not sure if my computer's broken or something, but yeah. I'm not able to chat on the YouTube. So, you know, I'm here, you know.
We feel you, brother. We feel
you. First things first, Willard, I got to congratulate you on the engagement to the lovely Christy.
Thank you, sir.
Love to see it. I think that's so awesome. I'm not sure if that's still within the realm of timeline for Dibley. I know Dibley's very particular about, you know, timelines and holidays and things of that nature. So,
no, it's well within the realm of respectability. He did it outside of a major holiday. It didn't inconvenience anyone, Andrew. I don't know what the problem is.
All right. Well said then. Nothing to see here.
There you go.
My only problem is, when people are bowling a near perfect game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.